To tolerate dishonor is very difficult. But it's more difficult to tolerate honor. When you become dishonored, you become angry. Or you may become depressed, depending on the person and the circumstances. We have seen some people, they are dishonored, they would pull out a sword and declare war against those offenders. Yes? Other people just remove themselves from society and go to a lonely place and cry in depression. How to tolerate dishonor? It is very, very difficult. In fact, Bhagavad Gita explains that for one who is honored, dishonor is worse than death. But more difficult than that is to tolerate honor without becoming proud. According to the Christian Bible, St. Paul has said, pride cometh before the fall. The very integrity of one's humanness is destroyed when there is egotism, false pride. How to tolerate being honored without becoming proud? Without considering oneself superior to others and naturally offending others. It is very difficult. Thus, Krishna explains in this verse, the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress and the other dualities and their disappearance in due course are like the appearance and disappearance of the winter and summer seasons. One must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. Really, this is what Bhagavad Gita teaches. One of the greatest themes throughout the Gita is how to learn to be tolerant. In the second chapter, 70th verse, the key to success is given by Lord Sri Krishna himself in Gita. I would like to share with you. Apuryamanam machala pratishtam samudram apa pravishanti yadvat tatvat kamayam pravishanti sarvesha shanti matmetana kamakami. A person who is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires that enter like rivers into the ocean, which is ever being filled but is always still, can alone achieve peace. And not the man who strives to satisfy such desires. Bhagavad Gita is explaining the consciousness of a person who is in an elevated state is like the ocean. The ocean, because of its vast depth, is not disturbed by the changes that may take place surrounding it. In the rainy season, sometimes the rivers are several kilometers in width, where huge quantities of water are pouring into the ocean. And in the summer season, the rivers may become small trickles. Does either one disturb the ocean? Not at all, because of the ocean's own volume of depth. Everyone is looking for peace and satisfaction. If we do not find great satisfaction within ourselves, then we are very much affected and afflicted by the circumstances surrounding us. key to real peace is within, not without.